and maybe they want to go out and trade for someone. So it'll be interesting.
Some Daisley. Hey guys, welcome to Watch It Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod!
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It's a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, and TuneIn Radio. Joining me, as always, for the 100th time, Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
Man, it makes us sound old.
I thought you were going for a joke there, because I'm like, hey, what's going on? And then it was silent. And I was like...
I'm having a hard time hearing you, apparently, because we're old now. We're 100 episodes.
100 episodes.
Well, did you say 100? 100?
100 episodes.
100.
Yeah, 100.
And everyone's turned it off.
let's before we get into all the Caps news, I know everybody wants to talk about the recent games, but we're gonna kind of just talk about ourselves here for a little bit. My favorite subject. We started doing this in 2012. Both of us went to the same college. We were friends before, after we left college. We still talk hockey or whatever, but I started working at said college, and they started up a new radio station, and I decided I wanted to do my own show, and I wanted to include stuff I love. So I talked Ravens football, I talked wrestling, and of course I talked about the Washington Capitals. And who else am I going to call but Coach Dan about who would want to discuss the Washington Capitals? And I love telling this story. I've told it a zillion times on this podcast, but if you're new, I'm going to tell it again. Coach Dan and I were just kind of writing back, because I think you were actually like listening to the first show that I did on that radio station.
Oh, we were texting during the day.
Were we texting during the day? Was it?
Yeah, I think I was at work, which I hope my boss is not listening, because that's not going to be good. But we were texting during the day, and I think we were talking about how you're doing a new show. And then I made a joke, either you or I made a joke about having a cap section of the show, not even doing like the minor leagues or the NHL, just talking about hockey,
right?
Caps hockey. And then I think we stopped talking about it. And then like a half an hour to an hour later, I texted you back and I was like, so do you really want to do it? And it was just like, yeah, why not? I was like, do you have a microphone? Kind of. It just went from there.
Yeah, so I'm going to play a snippet here real quick of what we used to sound like. Of course, before, this is our 100th episode on iTunes, but before then, we were doing these little segments for my two-hour show. We were doing little Caps segments, like you just said. That was, what were they, like 15 minutes or so? Like, not even that?
Yeah. Like 10 to it sometimes depends, but I think it was like maybe 10 to 15.
Yeah.
15 sounds about
right. Yeah. And we were doing that, and we were just kind of talking about what's going on throughout the week. And we would play that on my show for 15 minutes of the show. And really, I wanted to do all this not only because I love talking hockey with you and I love talking about all the other stuff, but I was having trouble finding music to fill 2 hours, because I'm like an old man now and all the college kids don't know, like, didn't listen to what I listen to anymore. But, After we kind of got into the swing of things, I think that we went straight through the playoffs that year. And after that, we were like, you know what? This is really fun. But the college radio thing really isn't working out. We need to get into podcasting. I was a huge fan of Kevin Smith. I will follow that guy, watch whatever he does. I will listen to whatever podcast he puts out. And he was doing a lot of podcasting. He was stepping away from movies for a while and focusing on podcasting. And I was like, you know, this is the same guy that when I watched Dogma and I watched Clerks and Mallrats, I was like, you know, this is a movie. These people talk like I talk, like, you know, not very well, obviously, but they talk like me, and I can do a movie like that. So he inspired me to become a filmmaker. When I started listening to podcasting, he was like, listen, all you got to do, find a subject you enjoy, find a friend that knows about it, set up some mics, record your conversation, and put it out on the web for everyone to hear, and then boom, you're a podcaster. And I was like, you know what, he's right. You know, why limit ourselves to just like one college campus or one site? Why not spread it all over the place? So you and I, we talked about it and decided, like, yeah, we're gonna jump in, you know, both feet. And we went out and we for our first iTunes episode, I believe it, we talked to John Walton and Wes Johnson at FanFest, and we put that out into the world, and we've been doing it ever since. So you know, I posted this on Facebook, Coach, but I'm raising my glass to you, audio wise. I'm raising my glass of beer here and toasting you, saying thank you for 100 episodes. I hope we're gonna do, you know, 1,000 or 400,000 more, whatever you think.
400,000.
I'm good with podcasting till I'm at least 80. So
I don't even want to do the math on how long that would be. Good.
But here's a toast to you, Coach. Thank you for talking hockey with me for over now on 100 episodes, and this has been great fun. We started this in 2012. It's now 2015. If I don't podcast throughout the week, I feel like I've done something wrong, and that I miss it incredibly. So this has become a routine for me. This is something I look forward to every week. This is something I love to do, and I'm happy to talk about the team that I love with you. You're a good man for letting me babble on for so long. But Coach, here's a toast to you. Another 100 episodes, hopefully down the road.
I am raising my Braden Holtby Collector Cup, one of three. In your honor, in the 100 plus episodes that we have done talking about Caps hockey, it's been fun. It's a good opportunity. You know, I used to be able to go online, and you talk on message boards and stuff, but you don't really get to say everything that you want to say just because you're putting in text and you don't want to bore people. But it's been a lot of fun.
It's been a lot of fun. So here's a quick clip. This is from our first iTunes. I'm going to put in our first iTunes episode and our first episode that we or one of our first episodes that we just recorded ourselves. And I'm not going to make you listen along because it's terrible quality. None of us had the equipment that we have now. So check this out. This is from one of our first episodes of What the Puck way back when in 2012. So what is key right now to make sure that there's a win in Game 7 and make sure that this isn't the last time we talk hockey this year?
I think the key to Game 7 is that the Capitals play like they have nothing to lose. If they come out and they play scared and they play timid and they play like they don't want to give up the first goal, then they're going to be sitting back in their own zone, because Boston's going to come out firing because they're in their own building. They'd won Game 6, so whatever momentum is on their side.
And everybody's rested at that point, right? Because, I mean, they no one's played
since. Yeah, 2 days
off. Yeah, exactly. Now, we're talking about going to college with these with the developmental guys and everything. My big question for you is, what came first for you? Was it a love for the sport, or was it a love for radio? And how do you kind of incorporate those two things into your daily life?
It's a great question, actually. I think it was probably hockey first, but radio wasn't far behind. And, you know, I played growing up. I was in Minnesota playing on the ponds, and Never played a whole lot of beyond high school. Didn't really play any organized hockey other than, you know, intramurals in college and stuff. But for me, I grew up loving the game. I grew up listening and watching the game on, you know, listening to games at night on radio and, you know, watching the games. I watched the North Stars, actually, as a kid. And, you know, it's funny that there have been so many players that played for the North Stars that were big-time Capitals, too. Donnie Beaupre, Dino Cicerelli. You know, maybe that was some foreshadowing of what was to come for me, but I've loved every minute. By the time I was 18, I knew what I wanted to do, and it took a long time in the minors. You ride a lot of buses in the AHL, and if you don't have love for the game, you probably won't come out the other side. But, you know, for me, being in Hershey and part of three Calder Cup titles was a lot of fun. And the love for the game has never gone away. I'll turn 40 in the spring, and I've essentially been doing this now for 22 years, and I've never had more fun doing anything else.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little trip down memory lane. Coach Dan and I, we sound like veterans now, I think, after a couple of years here.
No, we sound the same. We just have better equipment.
But let's get into it. Let's talk about the Caps, what started this whole crazy 100 episodes. Let's continue to talk about them. They got lost to the Rangers. They beat Buffalo, and they also got beat by Minnesota. Minnesota. Let's start off with the Minnesota game. The one shining light from this is I want to bring up Glenn Cross. He came out. He got the one goal. I thought he sniped it. It was a great goal. I really liked his pickup right there. I feel as if him getting off the from the trade, he's definitely adding some scoring to this team, because that was a game without Ovechkin. I don't know if we would have gotten any other goals since Ovechkin wasn't there, but Glenn Cross came out at least firing on that shot, and that looked great. But for the rest of the game, the Capitals kind of skidded.
No, I think the Glenn Cross pickup was a very good. I know some people were skeptical about that, and they definitely didn't want that to be the only pickup in terms of the forward ranks, and I still don't think that was the best move, but he's fit in very well on the second line. I was listening to Brooks Like on the, what are they called, the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan down here in D.C., and he was on there, and he was talking about how he fits in very well in the locker room and how he's very excited to come to the team, which is always a good thing. You don't really want someone who doesn't want to be there. And he's done exceptionally well, but I think that game sort of shows you how much of a problem this team is having in terms of consistent secondary scoring, and that if Ovechkin's not scoring, they're losing. And that game against Minnesota was a perfect example, because he's not out there, and they lose that game 2-1. No one else on this team is excited to put the puck in the net. I mean, Backstrom, he's not the shooter, but someone's got to step up, and Glenn Cross got a very nice goal, but no one else seemed willing or wanting to step up and sort of put the puck in the net and do something about it, and then things went poorly from there. So it's a little bit of a problem. And then real quick, I have to make fun of my sister, who's an idiot, because she thought the guy's name was actually Glenn Cross. Like, his first name's Glenn, last name Cross. So well done, Sarah. But no, I mean, this team definitely has a big problem with secondary scoring. I think the downfall of this team, whenever it is they get knocked out of the playoffs, provided they make the playoffs.
In
playoff seeding right now, they are relatively stable. But they certainly can't go on a long losing streak at any point, because that will definitely do them in. But, provided they make the playoffs, I think their downfall is going to be the lack of consistent secondary scoring. They don't have – I mean, look at the last couple of games. The Buffalo game is an exception, because that team is just so god-awful bad this season. And it's sad to see, because, I do have a soft spot for the Sabres because it's my dad's favorite team. But they traded everybody away that was worth something, because they want to rebuild and get one of these top two picks and blah, blah, blah. But if you go back and look at the last couple of games – they don't have consistent secondary scoring. You've seen that sort of thing. We saw that in the game against the Rangers. The only goal was from Ovechkin. We saw that in the game against Minnesota, where the only goal was from Glenn Cross, and no one else was doing anything. And it's been a problem for, a decent portion of the season, where Ovechkin scores and nothing else happens. It also goes back to their power play, where everyone and their – people who don't even watch hockey know that the power play of the Capitals is move the puck around until Ovechkin gets open enough that you can pass in the puck and he can take a shot. There's no one else the teams have to worry about. And so they cheat over – to watch him. Or if you get a point like the game against the Rangers, where he had three great looks at the net, and for whatever reason, he was like Rick Wild Thing Vaughn from Major League, where he could not get anything to go where he wanted it to. I'm assuming you've seen Major League.
Yeah.
Okay, so you remember the scene in the beginning of the movie where he's pitching, and they have the fake the cardboard cutout of the guy, or wood cutout, or whatever it is, and he just like hits the batter, the head falls off at the end. Great scene. That's what Ovechkin was like the other night. He was hitting everything but the net on the power play at one point. And so if he's not scoring, no one else is doing anything on the power play. And they had a great opportunity for Joel Ward to get one, and he fumbled the puck with a wide open net. This consistent secondary scoring is the team's big problem right now, and it's been a major issue with this team going on. And it's something that we wanted to see them address at the deadline. They didn't do it. They're going to have to address it in the offseason. If they don't do it, the team's going to still have trouble. But then again, you go into the playoffs, you get a hot goalie, anything can happen. So it's tough to say.
Like, the big thing, though, is I agree with you fully about secondary scoring, about how it can't just be Ovechkin. But look at it. Look at that Buffalo game, 6-1. Now, I know that the Buffalo team is not a good team. They kind of like look like an AHL team up against the Capitals.
I'm pretty sure the best AHL team could beat them right now.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Maybe.
The Capitals came out 6-1, but it wasn't all Ovechkin. It wasn't all Backstrom.
No, all goals were by six different people.
Yeah, so like where?
No, but then that goes back to the word consistent.
Where did all these other people go, though? Like that, I think that game was what broke Brooks Like's 2-month-long drought.
Longer than that, almost.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted him to get traded. But Like, where are these other guys? Like, is it just the fact that when you go against a team like the Rangers or even like Minnesota, who I didn't think was going to be that big of a threat to the Capitals,
they're a good team,
but I didn't think it was going to be that bad of a game. But like, where do all these other players go? Do they just not know how to face, you know, really good goalies, or like, what is the big difference?
Why?
What is the big difference between a Buffalo game and a Rangers game with these other guys? Because there's talent there. They can get goals, but why is it only against worse teams?
Well, there's a substantial difference between Buffalo and the New York Rangers, but that's the point. It's tough to say exactly what the particular problem is. I think it's not that these guys don't know how or they're not trying. It's definitely not a situation of, like, say in the past, Alexander Semin, who would go out and just sort of go through the motions. But you do have situations where they just are not doing enough, or they don't have the skill set necessarily to be able to score on a consistent basis, and they get goals occasionally. And you go and you look at a guy like Joel Ward, who had a great opportunity in a wide open net. I think it was on the power play against the Rangers the other night, and they didn't score. He fumbled the puck, and you can't have that when you have a guy, when you're down in a game against a divisional opponent where, you know, at this point in the season, if you want to catch them, because the Caps are sitting in fourth right now, you want to catch them. You want to catch the other teams, the Penguins and the Islanders. You have to win those games. These are important games. And they were talking on, you know, the radio and on TV. The players were saying they're not big games yet. But I disagree. I think when you're playing this late in the season, you're playing a team in the same division, they are four-point games. They are very important. And you need to keep going. Because if you go on any sort of a losing streak and one of these teams is behind you, goes on a winning streak, things start to get very interesting.
Absolutely. Look at the Boston Bruins right now. They're going on somewhat of a tear right now. And they're lower than the Capitals in the standings. But I think they just won, what, like 7 or 8 in a row? So you know what Boston can do. They've shown that they can go far in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So it ticked me off last night when I read that Carl Alsner came out and was like, well, this isn't a must-win game yet. They're coming.
Yeah, that was annoying.
And I was like, what? This isn't a must-win game? How many games are left for you? Like, I understand you're sitting pretty right now in the Stanley Cup playoffs standings, but you shouldn't be fighting for the wild card. You ought to, you know, secure your spot. Like, you can't take nights off like they did with the Penguins a couple weeks ago. And yeah, they put up a fight against the Rangers, but still, these are teams both that you're going to face in the Stanley Cup playoffs if you make it. Like, these are must-win games because not only do you want the points and them not to have the points, you want it set in their minds before they even get into the playoffs that you're a tough team and then that you're not going to be able to get pushed over. You know, that's this him saying this isn't a must-win game is unbelievable. I mean, that goes on him, but I'm also putting that on Barry Trotz and the coaching staff. If you're not drilling it into your team that these are must-win games yet, you're not doing your job.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. I didn't like that Alsner came out and made that kind of a comment. If you go and you look at it right now, if the playoffs were to start tomorrow, the Caps, I believe if I have this correctly, they're playing the Rangers in the first round of the playoffs. So if they want to get away from playing someone like the Rangers, they got to start winning and be able to – right now they'd have to catch Pittsburgh. They're 4 points behind them, but they played two more games, and they are 8 points behind the New York Islanders and played one less game than them. So they're definitely – they got to go on a winning streak and hope these teams start doing some – get some key losses and – every game against a team in your division that's ahead of you is an incredibly important game. So to be able to come out and say something like that is inaccurate. I think maybe some of it's deflection, some of it, you know, may not be a reality, but they're trying to keep – I mean, it's in D.C., so the media on your back's not really as big of a deal. It's not Toronto, you know. So it's an interesting situation to be in. But they still have time. They still have an opportunity. And really, at some point, it is kind of just about making the playoffs because any team can get hot in the playoffs and be able to go on and win a Stanley Cup. We've seen the Kings be able to pull off being the 7th seed and go on to win the Cup. So really, you get a hot goalie in the playoffs, you get players start stepping up and things start to go well, and you can have a nice run in the playoffs. But with the way this team's playing right now and the lack of secondary scoring, it's tough to see that happening.
And the Capitals should know about that. I mean, look, everyone remembers Halak back in the day when he was with Montreal. You bring in a hot goalie, you know how to shut down a guy like Ovechkin. The Capitals are losing. I mean, they had their name etched on a championship, on a trophy, when they were out the first round. I remember seeing that. Somebody put Washington Capitals, like, they already put it on the trophy, but the Flyers won that year. It was just a collapse, a complete collapse of the entire entire team because they ran into a hot goalie and a coach who knew how to shut down Ovechkin. These guys, the Capitals, they are all great players. There's some tremendous talent on this team. This is a Stanley Cup playoff team. There is no doubt in my mind. The only thing keeping them back from not only making the Stanley Cup playoffs, but succeeding in them and getting past that second round. Like they have not been able to get past that second round in I don't even know how many years. But like the only thing that's keeping them away is their mindset right now. Because if you're not going in saying we need to win this game, then you're not playing the right kind of game. And this is something that we're gonna probably jump into next. But if something were to happen to Ovechkin or something were to happen to another star player, That's you need to get like those, you know, those like bumper points. So if somebody does go down, the pressure isn't on an AHLer to fill that role.
Yeah, it's something goes to happen to Ovechkin or Backstrom's team is in trouble. I mean, you can see what happened when they didn't have Ovechkin, that they lost to Minnesota in a 2-1 game, and you can't have that thing in that situation like that in the playoffs. That's pretty bad.
And Backstrom almost didn't play against the Rangers because he was sick.
So, I heard he was throwing up that morning.
Yeah, he was on an IV drip. Impressed.
Yes. Whew. These hockey players are definitely tough.
Yeah.
So for, you know, it's an interesting situation. You got to hope these guys get healthy. Whatever's going around the locker room disappears soon. You know, they've got a bit of a injury problem right now. And so hopefully that, you know, it's going to test their depth and where they're at right now as an organization. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. I think that if the team can get healthy and some of these guys start stepping up in terms of secondary scoring, this team could certainly make a run in the playoffs.
But it's all about getting there and seeing who you're going to face in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But right now, I like the way the team is playing, but they need to pick up the offense. It can't just be Ovechkin out there doing his hardest. And I don't want to discount anybody. I mean, they are playing really hard. Glenn Cross has come in as a new guy and he's playing really well. Jay Beagle, I mean, he got screwed up in that Rangers game. He just got messed up in that Rangers game, and I'm sure he's got a concussion. And, you know, back in the day, he got into a fight with somebody from the Penguins, and he was out for a couple months because of a concussion. I'm hoping it's not the same, but, like, with Beagle being hurt and Lotta being hurt, this team is going to be suffering an injury and at the worst time of the year. And hopefully they're able to get through the next couple of weeks and make it into the Stanley Cup playoffs. But if they're getting injured like this, it's going to definitely, you know, damper their chances.
Yeah, I mean, this team, it's kind of it's an interesting way to put it. You know, it's going to be tough, but it's going to be interesting. There's still plenty of games left. Let's see how they do. And I don't think they're in panic mode just yet. Couple more guys go down and you can see them start panicking. But, you know, I trust the coaching staff right now, and I trust that the players are going to do what they need to do to at least get into the playoffs, and then anything's really possible from there.
Anything else we should cover before jumping out of Caps World?
Green and Orpik missed the game against the Rangers with minor injury, so hopefully they'll be back soon. Schmidt and Schilling were recalled on an emergency basis. Now, if I understand this correctly, teams are allowed to have emergency recalls provided that someone has been injured. You're allowed to have, like, one recall, official recall, of a player who could stick around, and I believe the Capitals have already used theirs with Andre Burakovsky. So Schmidt and Schilling around for a little while, not too long. To go into more of an injury news, Green is listed as day-to-day. He could play tomorrow against Dallas, but we'll have to wait and see there. Lotta is questionable for tomorrow. Beagle is doubtful, but Trotsky said after the game that he doesn't have a concussion. And I gotta say, that was a clean hit.
It was.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with that. I thought Glenn Cross overreacted in the end. I appreciate that he was willing to come to the aid of a teammate, especially a new teammate for him. But he overreacted.
I think that was more than the Beagle hit. I think he just saw Beagle like doing that spin, and he was like, that's my teammate. I need to go stick up for him.
How dare you?
Yeah. He was just trying to show. Like, he's like, look, guys, I can stick up for us, right? It's all good. Cool.
I appreciate he was doing it, but it was a little bit of a overreaction. Orpik is out tomorrow, but he'll skate in the morning, so it looks like he won't play, but maybe he'll be back on Sunday. And Orlov, he could be sent down to Hershey pretty soon. So we may see the return of Dmitry Orlov
at some point in the season.
Probably not for the Washington Capitals, but that could be something to sort of keep in the back of your mind for next season. Yeah, that's the injury update for the Capitals.
Wonder if he'll get invited to Worlds again.
He may get invited, but he damn sure better not play.
All right, well, we'll see, Orly. We'll see.
A little interesting right now. Oh, and also I saw that John Erskine was back on the ice.
Really?
So good for him. Yeah, he was just probably skating around at Kettler. But it's nice to see that just health-wise that the guy's doing better. I don't think he's going to be playing for the Capitals anytime soon or ever again. But it's nice to see that the guy's healthy enough in general to be skating on the ice, because he had a pretty serious injury with the things in his neck. And so, it's good to see as a person that he's doing better.
Absolutely. And it's pretty weird. Like, you see him on Instagram and he's posting pictures of his kids and them skating or going to the park or whatever. But it's always at the weirdest time, because it's always like right as puck drops at the game. He's posting pictures of his kids, and it's always people like, we need your back, buddy. You got to get here. But either way, whether he's playing or not, I'm just happy that he's doing better, and seeing him skate like that's great. So good for him. I'm happy for him. Good for him. So, is that it? Should we move on?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. We got a couple of interesting games coming up, and we'll talk about that later. But this team's offensively needs to, aside from the Buffalo game, needs to wake up a little bit. Unless your name is Ovechkin.
Ovechkin's playing his heart out now. If you could just get the rest of the team to follow behind him, hopefully that'll happen. But We'll see. So we're going to take a quick break and come back with Down on the Farm. But before we do, here's a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, everybody, here we go. We are down on the farm. Used to be up 83, but no more. We are down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Danny Dirt, tell me what's going on down on the farm.
That didn't even make sense.
It's like Joe Dirt, but Danny Dirt. You got a mullet, so it's all good.
I don't have a... All right, moving on. In the past week, Hershey struggled going 1-3, struggled like your ability to come up with names. They went 1-3 with a win over Hartford. The Bears are currently 36-17-7, good for 79 points, putting them first in the East Division. They're 3 up on second place Wilkes-Barre Scranton. The Bears play their next 3 on the road, Friday in Binghamton, Saturday in Wilkes-Barre Scranton, and next Wednesday they'll be playing against Worcester.
Worcester.
Because people up there don't know how to spell. Down in South Carolina, the Stingrays went 3-0 with 2 wins over Gwinnett and 1 over Greenville. The Stingrays are currently on a 16-game winning streak.
All right.
They have not lost a game since the end of January.
Way to go, Stingrays.
There was snow on the ground then. There's actually still snow on the ground now, so never mind. They are currently 34-18-7, good for 75 points, which puts them third in the East Division, 7 points behind first place Reading, Redding, who cares? The Stingrays play next Friday on the road, then Saturday and Sunday at home. All of those games are against Gwinnett. So that is 3 straight games, back to back to back, all of them against the same team. I wonder if there's going to be any hostilities at some point. In some other AHL news, the Montreal Canadiens and Winnipeg Jets will be relocating their AHL franchises during the summer. Montreal's team will move from Hamilton to St. John's, while Winnipeg will move their team from St. John's back over to Winnipeg. So that means Hamilton, who at one point was going to get an NHL franchise, believing to be the what is now the Arizona Coyotes, now will not even have an AHL team, which is a little bit of a bummer. So, that's what's going on down on the farm.
So that's it for Down on the Farm. Thank you, Danny Dirt. Now, let's go.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think I should have changed it around, and you could have been like a wrestler. Dirty Dan Hayden. That would have been...
This is getting inappropriate.
That was David Steckel's name after that Crosby hit. Remember?
Dirty... Oh, he's not dirty.
Dirty Dave Steckel.
Shut up, Pittsburgh. In Canada.
Now, everybody, let's go around the NHL. All right, here we go. We're going around the NHL. The Capitals have been busy, but so has the rest of the league as the season is about to wrap up. Someone has to have been injured and someone has to have been suspended. Who's been hit in the head? Who's been knee to knee? Coach Dan, tell us what's going on around the NHL.
Again, you have no faith in the NHL players. But you are correct to some extent. We'll get to that in a minute. The Islanders have signed defenseman Johnny Boychuk to a 7-year extension worth a reported total of $42 million. This comes with a cap hit of $6 million per season. Boston signed defenseman Torrey Krug to a one-year contract extension with a reported total of $3.4 million and forward Riley Smith to a two-year extension that comes with a cap hit of $3.425 million. Now let's go back to Long Island, where the Islanders' Matt Martin was suspended for one game for kneeing Dallas defenseman Trevor Daly. I feel like whenever we talk about suspensions, it's always about someone hurting a Dallas player. Have you noticed that? It seems like every time somebody's being a bad person to someone who plays for the Dallas Stars. Things are not going so well for Nazem Kadri in Toronto as they have benched the former first-round pick. He was I believe he was late for a team meeting and then was a healthy scratch this past Monday. He was also held out of Wednesday's game and will be missing Friday's as well. Now, I would not be surprised to see him traded this summer. I know during the Caps-Rangers games, the guys were talking about it during intermission, and they're saying, oh, you could end up being the first-line center for the Maple Leafs in the future. And I was like, oh, no. This could be if he's getting benched, essentially, he's getting benched for being late to a meeting. I wonder at some point Toronto's just going to be like, you know what? We can get some decent prospects or picks or something valuable for you. We're gonna send you out. So I would not be surprised to see him get traded at the trade deadline. I'm sorry, at the draft or something like that.
Is it other stuff going on? Like, is he like?
Well, apparently that Brendan Shanahan, the team's vice president of hockey or overlord of hockey or something like that, he said he alluded to the fact that there's more going on than just the fact that he was late to this one meeting.
So he's probably like getting drunk and doing drugs and stuff.
Well, I don't know if I go that far, man. He may just have a bad attitude.
I don't know. Like, if you're going to bench a star player.
You just took that up to, like, 11, as opposed to he could be at, like, a 4 in terms of his behavior.
I bet you he's got, like, a cocaine addiction or something. Something's
going
on. He's
not Evander Kane. I don't know. Evander Kane's just a dumbass. I don't do it with the rest of the stuff. But, no, I think Kadri just seems like he's your team's losing all the time, and people are yelling at you all the time, as they do in Toronto. You probably are not going to have the best of attitudes. I mean, we've seen Phil Kessel.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, it's a definitely interesting situation. Toronto's going to be a team to watch over the summer to see how much they continue to implode or if they try and get a little bit better.
Can they send him down to, like, the AHL? Like, if his attitude doesn't improve, could they be like, we're done with you?
He may have to go on waivers and someone will probably pick him up.
Yeah, because that's what, like, the Rangers did with Avery a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, but that's because they knew no one was going to pick him up. They're like, nope, that's your problem, dude. You figure it out. We were smart enough not to try and pick up that guy because they're stupid. Let's move on. Arizona will be wearing throwback jerseys for the first time ever tonight by wearing those god-awful original jerseys with that very silly-looking coyote. Look like a cartoon drawn by a second grader. The team will also be giving away Jeremy Roenick bobbleheads, which I am not embarrassed to say I want one. And finally, LA honored former great Luke Robitaille by unveiling a statue outside the Staples Center this past Saturday. He becomes the second Kings player to have a statue outside the arena after Wayne Gretzky's. Robitaille scored 668 goals and amassed 1,394 points, most among left wingers in NHL history. That's the news from the past week in the NHL.
All right, well, very cool. Lots going on. We don't have much hockey left this year, but that only means the Stanley Cup playoffs are right around the corner. If you want to talk Washington Capitals with myself, or if you want to talk puck or hockey or whatever else, you can always tweet to me and Coach Dan for the 100th time. Tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTPCoachDan. You can also occasionally find me at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan website devoted to the Washington Capitals and their bobbleheads, of which I'm guessing the Jeremy Roenick one will not be on there. Brandon, have you seen any new bobbleheads that you want lately?
I have not seen any of the new Slapshot ones. I'm assuming he is dressed like a leprechaun this month. I haven't seen it, though.
Does that mean that the bobblehead is going to be smaller than the other ones?
It should be. It definitely should be. But
it also will be like $45 billion.
I can't wait for that one. And I can't wait for next month when the Jesus Slapshot that I've been talking about since November comes out.
That is so not going to go over well.
I can't wait for the world to see it. Cause
is there a picture of this online?
I told you, I only have the silhouette. I only, because like they put it
Twitter
up.
Twitter is going to freak out.
I'm so interested to see what happens.
I'm scared.
All right. Well, of course, like Coach Dan said, there's plenty of ways to talk to us. You can always check out brandocash.com, check out About What the Puck and the other podcasts and videos and pictures that we're putting out there. Go to facebook.com/brandocash, like us over there. Also like the show on Facebook, facebook.com/WTP podcast. Follow us on Twitter at WTP_podcast. You'll be the first to know whenever a new episode comes out. The show is available on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and the Baltimore Sports Report Network. You can listen all over the place. Now, again, 100 episodes. That means at least, you know, I don't know, like what, 50, 55 hours, since we're usually about a half hour, sometimes more. That's a lot of entertainment for you guys. And you guys aren't paying a dime. Completely for free. We're doing the show for free. It's so much fun to do, but it doesn't cost you guys anything. Cost us, you know, our lives, our personal lives.
I had to buy a microphone.
He bought a microphone. Those things
and
aren't
this
free.
Weird net thingy that comes with, what's it called?
The pop filter?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I'm selling for food.
It's not a sneeze guard. It's a pop filter, so your pees don't pop.
You're recording sometimes.
But we you know, I got microphones and I got mixers and I got all other kinds of stuff. So it's costing us stuff, not costing you guys a thing. So all we are asking for the 100th time, I'm going to keep bringing that up. 100th time.
Brandon, how many times have you done it?
100 times I've asked you guys.
100.
I just want a retweet. That's all I want. Just, I mean, that doesn't cost you a thing. Twitter is free. I just want a retweet. So let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit. Anywhere you are social on the web, let people know, hey, I love the Capitals. I also listen to What the Puck, and it's free. And you should two. So hopefully you guys will do that for me for the 100th episode. Please, 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 please do it. Please.
We'll be your best friend. We'll follow you on Twitter.
We will. And we'll shout out on our 101st show.
How does that
work? Say what now?
I don't know how it works. Never mind.
All right. So, guys, check this out. We have a couple games coming up until we talk again on Friday, March 13th. Friday the 13th. That's right. Jason Chimera.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jason Chimera is coming after you. The Capitals are at home in the phone booth up against the Dallas Stars. Remember, you were just talking about somebody going after the Dallas Stars. Jason.
Oh, God. All right, somebody's getting suspended from the Capitals.
Jason Chimera is coming out with a machete.
I'm going to guess it's Tom Wilson.
That game's at 7 o'clock, and that's on Comcast Sportsnet. On Sunday, March 15th, the Capitals still at home. Up against the Boston Bruins.
Boston
Bruins coming to town. 7:30.
They also don't know how to spell.
From here to four. Going down to
what? Can I speak English?
Ibid, Your Honor. That game is at 7:30, and that will be on NBC Sports. It's a nationally televised game.
Oh, good.
And it's 7:30. Better get done before The Walking Dead. We have been over this.
No, dude, it'll be over at like 10. No, all right, you got this. All right, so you DVR the show, right? You watch the game, then you watch the show. You DVR Talking Dead, so you can catch on afterwards. There you go,
man.
And I think Maggie's going to be on Talking Dead.
So I don't know if I can DVR that. I might have to watch that live.
You can't watch Talking Dead before Walking Dead. Then spoilers.
I just want some Maggie on my TV. She always looks so nice at the Talking Dead. My God, her legs are amazing. I'm off subject.
All right, settle down. The show's getting R-rated. Whew. Really quickly.
I need to cool down now.
Oh no, my internet's failing.
Maggie Green, my goodness. All right, Sunday it's Bruins in the Capital, 7:30, and then on Monday, March 16th. Right before St. Patrick's Day, the Capitals are up in Buffalo, up against the Sabres. That game is at 7 o'clock, and it is on CSN Plus as well as NBC Sports. I didn't know they could do both, but okay.
Well, I think it'll be blacked out on NBC, and then we'll watch the local guys do it.
All right,
that's usually how they do it.
I love that because the NBC Sports anchors are terrible.
I like Emmerich.
Yeah.
Every time someone scores, he gets so excited.
Yeah. Anyway, so that is up against the Sabres. All right, so look at those three games up against the Stars, the Bruins, and the Sabres. I'm seeing at least 2 points you know, with the last ones. But the Bruins, man, they've been on a tear recently. That's going to be a tough game. And the Dallas Stars, they can be a good team when they want to be. So it's going to be some good hockey to watch. It's going to be some tough ones. We're coming down to the stretch. Everybody's hungry for points. I got to say that Bruins-Capitals game, that's got a big green light on for me. I got to say, I think it's going to be a rough one for the Capitals. And it's, again, another four-point game because the Bruins are gaining on the Capitals right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really so much worried about the Bruins gaining as anybody that's not in the playoffs. Florida's playing pretty well lately, so I'm more worried about, as long as our goalies are both healthy, I'm a little more worried about those guys catching up as opposed to the Bruins, but... You know, all these games for the rest of the way are important because they need the wins. They need the opportunity to get these points and hope that the teams in front of them lose a couple of key games and that they have an opportunity to get better standings just to see if the matchup is going to be against. Because right now, I'm not sure if you want to face the Rangers. Because if you're not going up against Henrik Lundqvist, you're going up against, what's this guy's name, Talbot, who's playing out of his mind. I mean, yeah, he played a fantastic game against the Capitals. And so if anybody that I don't want to play right now in the East, I think it's the New York Rangers. They're playing phenomenal at the moment. So you got to get a better seeding, see if you can get up against a different team and then get the playoffs started really well and move on from there. And so these are all big games. I think they're all winnable. I'd like to see them go on a little bit of a three-game winning streak.
I'd be fine with that.
Take that into next season.
Fine with that. So next week, Coach, you're not going to be on the 101st episode.
No, I will, unless we skip an episode, I will be in Atlantic City at a conference.
Winning some money so we can get this show.
No, I do not gamble. I will be at a conference. Man, and then it's too bad that if they had a game, it wasn't that day and on NBC. Although I wonder if the hotel would have NBC. NBC Sports Network.
I don't think I was up there last March. I was staying at the Showboat, and I don't think they had like any good sports channels at all for hockey. I was a little ticked off.
I don't know. When I get back to the room, I'll probably fall asleep. Anyways, so I gotta be at a.
You know how
I gotta
be at the conference. You know how to party, Coach.
Yeah, I gotta be at the conference at 8:15 in the morning. I walk to the convention center from the boardwalk or near the boardwalk.
Do you know where you're staying? Let's tell everyone on air.
Yeah, I'm staying at the... No. Dude, it's podcasting. No one knows what I look unless they follow me on Twitter, in which case they kind of do. So, never mind.
Yeah, everyone knows what's going on.
I'm actually going to be in New York, and leave me alone.
All right, fine. Be that way, Coach.
Okay.
So that is pretty much it for What the Puck this week. Again, everybody out there, thank you so much for listening to us for the last 100 episodes. If you want to listen to the old episodes, they are available. They are archived. WhatThePuckCaps.brandocash.com. But like we were saying, three games, three important games. I don't care what Alsner says. Three important games for the Capitals coming up until we talk again. So everybody sing it loud, sing it proud, say Maggie Green is hot, as well as...
Behave.
Oh, I miss Beth too. But anyway, let's go Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
The Stingrays play next on Friday, then on the road on Saturday. And no, I screwed that up. God dang it. Let me try that again.
They went up a great game up against the Winnipeg Jets. That game ended just the way we thought it would with them absolutely. No, it wasn't the Jets, was it?
No, who the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about it's Buffalo. That's how we do it on What
the
Puck.
No, but they lost to Dallas, then they beat Buffalo, and they lost to the Rangers.
Yeah. All right, so let's just start that whole thing over.